Thank you, Chair. First, thank you so much to Director Luz Maria de la Mora and His Excellency Ambassador Sanchez Funes for discussing this important topic for GRULAC. Mr. Chair, distinguished delegates, on behalf of the Group of Latin America and the Caribbean, we thank the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean for the presentation of this economic survey. This report highlights a persistent low growth cycle, the structural challenge of our economies, and the urgent need to address climate change and employment trends in our region. Our region continues to experience insufficient economic growth, averaging only 1.9% between 2015 and 2024, a rate even lower than the so-called lost decade of the 80s. This weak performance has negatively impacted job creation and poverty reduction. GRULAC emphasized the need to align macroeconomic and productive development policies, fostering investment and innovation to drive inclusive and sustainable growth. Additionally, our region's vulnerability to climate change is a critical factor that cannot be ignored. Key sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, services, and tourism face significant risk, endangering millions of jobs and the well-being of our communities. It is imperative to strengthen mitigation and adaptation policies with financial and technological support from the international community. Furthermore, we reiterate the importance of improving access to carbon markets under equitable and transparent criteria, ensuring that the benefits reach our countries fairly. Another pressing concern is the persistent high rates of informal employment and gender inequality in our labor markets. The ICLAC report indicates that informal employment grew by 18% between 2013 and 2022. Disproportionately affecting women and young people. This underscores the urgent need for policies that promote job formalization and strengthen access to social protection with a special focus on the care economy as a driver of inclusive development. In this context, UNTAC can play a key role in helping our countries overcome these challenges by supporting us in three fundamental areas. First, by strengthening capacities in industrial policies and productive diversification, strategies to reduce dependency on low value-added exports. Second, by facilitating access to innovative financing and promoting greater representation of developing countries in global financial governance. And third, by promoting fair international trade through technical assistance and regulations that reduce barriers for our economies. UNTAD can help design strategies that enable the effective integration of Latin America and the Caribbean into the global economy, ensuring that trade and investment serve as engines of sustainable development. Finally, we urge the international community to promote reforms in the global financial architecture, facilitating long-term financing access for vulnerable countries. The limited fiscal capacity and high cost of credit constrained investment in infrastructure, education, and strategic sectors essential for productive transformation. It is urgent to strengthen international cooperation mechanisms to expand the fiscal scope of our economies. GRULAC reaffirms its commitment to a sustainable, inclusive, and resilient development model. We call on all member states to strengthen multilateral cooperation to build on a future with a greater equity and shared prosperity. Thank you, Chair.